Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed the seven major chakras. Today we're digging into how to balance your chakras for better energy and well-being. As we begin to eat vegan foods and living foods, the movement of the energy in our body may begin to change. Energy goes up and down our spinal column and throughout our body. Also, there are energy centers located throughout the body. Eating plant-based foods will begin to quicken this energy. In my experience, it is helpful to understand the changes that take place. This will help prevent any confusion, and it will help you learn how to complement these changes that are taking place within you. You will know how to take the proper steps to continue to grow and develop in a grounded way that complements life as a whole. To better understand this process, let's explore the seven major energy centers in the body and the ways they can become imbalanced. Afterwards, we will discuss the same centers while exploring how balance appears in these centers. Finally, we will discuss how to ground the energy centers within. The locations of the seven major chakras in the body begin at the base of the spine with the Muladhara chakra. This is the root chakra. Then it moves to the lower abdomen. And this is the Svadhisthana chakra, also known as the sacral chakra. Moving up, we have the upper abdomen, which is above the navel, around our diaphragm. This is the Manipura chakra, also known as the solar plexus chakra. Moving up from here, the next major energy center is the center of the chest, known as the Anahata chakra, the heart chakra. From there, we move to the throat, with the Vishuddha chakra, or the throat chakra. Further, we go between the eyebrows. This is probably the one that's most familiar to people, even without a knowledge of the chakras. And this is the Ajnaya chakra, or the third eye. And finally, the seventh major chakra of our body is the top of our head, the Sahasrara chakra, or the crown chakra. Each chakra has a way in which it is balanced and imbalanced. When you become aware of an imbalance, you can meditate on the chakra and do other activities to bring it into balance. The Muladhara chakra, when it is out of balance, may appear as anxiety, insecurity, lower back pain, and digestive issues. The Svadhisthana chakra imbalances here will appear as creative blocks, sexual dysfunction, and fluid retention. In the Manipura chakra, you may experience low self-esteem, ulcers, and poor digestion. The Anahata chakra, when it is out of balance, you may have feelings of isolation, asthma, and heart issues. With the Vishuddha chakra, the throat chakra, you may experience thyroid issues, stuttering, and social anxiety. With the third eye, the Ajnaya chakra, you may find yourself overthinking, experiencing mental fog, and scattered thoughts. And at the top of the head, Sarvasrara chakra, you may experience spiritual disconnection, cynicism, and overall chronic doubt. Now that you know why the chakras matter, let's look at when they are in a balanced state. The Muladhara chakra at the base of the spine, when it is balanced, you may feel groundedness, safety, stability, and physical vitality. You also may feel secure in your body and supported by the world around you. When the Svadhisthana chakra is in balance, You may feel creative, sensuality, emotional fluidity, and experience healthy relationships. Overall, you may experience pleasure in life's joys and be able to flow with changing emotions. In the Manipura chakra, when it's balanced, you may feel a sense of personal power, self-esteem, motivation, and willpower. You feel confident in your choices, and you're able to set firm boundaries and take purposeful action. In the Anahata chakra, when it is balanced, you may experience unconditional love, empathy, forgiveness, and emotional resilience. You may give and receive love freely and maintain healthy boundaries. In the Vishuddha chakra, when it is balanced, you may experience authentic self-expression, clear communication, active listening, and truthful speech. You express your ideas and feelings with confidence and compassion. In the Ajnaya chakra, when it's balanced, you may experience insights such as clear mental vision, strong imagination, and wise discernment. You trust your inner guidance, and you're able to see patterns beyond the surface. In the Sahasrara chakra, you may experience deep spiritual connection, clarity of purpose, inner peace, and transcendence of the ego. You feel aligned with your highest self and comfortable in stillness. Maintaining balance in each chakra fosters overall well-being, spirituality, mentality, emotionality, and physically. Finally, let's discuss the role of the heart chakra. Many of us are aware of the third eye, the Ajnaya chakra, and so we simply focus our energy right there on it. But it's important to balance and stabilize the other emotions before jumping right in to the Ajnaya chakra. When we focus directly on Ajnaya chakra without the other chakras before it being in balance, then you'll experience those insecurities, digestive issues, and other imbalances that we discussed, such as isolation. The Muladhara chakra will help to anchor your body and the earth. Without a sense of safety, financially, physically, and emotionally, the higher mind, the work at the Ajnaya chakra, can feel destabilizing or even terrifying. In the Svadhisthana chakra, we have our emotional flow and creativity. Opening creative channels and regulating emotion is crucial before diving into the subtle realm of the Ajnaya chakra. If your feelings are turbulent or your creative energy feels blocked, then visions from the Ajnaya chakra may manifest as anxiety, confusion, or escapism rather than genuine insight. And in the Manipura chakra, the solar plexus, this is where our personal will and confidence originate. This center fuels your self-esteem and your ability to act on those inner nudges. Without a strong sense of personal power and intuitive messages, we may simply dismiss them and experience doubt, or we may feel commandeered by others' expectations. Skimming directly to the Ajnaya chakra is tempting. After all, who doesn't want psychic flashes or deep knowing? But a shaky foundation can lead to spiritual bypassing, overwhelm, or chronic indecision. By cultivating safety in the Muladhara chakra, emotional resilience in the Svadhisthana chakra, self-confidence in the Manipura chakra, and also working on the heart chakra, the Anahata chakra, to balance it. Once we stabilize these, along with our throat chakra, you'll be able to create a reliable home base from which the energy of the Ajnaya chakra can emerge and be integrated and guided into meaningful action. Next week, we will go further into the heart chakra, the Anahata chakra. We'll also cover a heart meditation. And if the time permits, we'll discuss how the chakras can work together to move the energy in your body. It is truly a fascinating process as those energy centers come to life. As always, this is Barbara, steering the helm toward health one episode at a time, because your wellness is in your hands. For everything else, there's a doctor.